everybody. My name is Melissa, and welcome back to Messages to Me podcast. As usual, I will be looking back on occasion because I got to check in on my daughter, who is sleeping right now. And I did not record yesterday. For obvious reasons, it was a holiday in Canada, so I thought it'd be better that I do it today because I was kind of just trying to relax yesterday. But that's all right because we're allowed to relax, right? Today, though, man, a few things. Mercury apparently is going to be in retrograde. I'm not always affected by the retrogrades personally, but usually if something's off, when I read about the retrograde, it all adds up. So there's a few things that I guess will be really throwing things off. And for most people, it'd be like this Mars in Gemini. I recently read my horoscope. So, you know, this isn't a horoscope, astrology, nothing podcast, nothing like that. But I just thought it interesting and I thought it made sense for me to bring that in today because maybe that's the great reason why everything seems to be going all crazy right now or feeling a little bit more tense than usual. And if you feel a bit off, just know there's a full moon on its way. Mercury is going to be in retrograde as of Friday and Mars is in Gemini. And Mars is like a war planet, I guess. And Gemini is just like all over the place. So here we are. I'm a Gemini and this is supposed to be a great time for me, on the other hand, but we'll get into that another day. I don't know if that's even a topic that I feel like discussing yet, because I really don't know that much about astrology. Yeah, I'm going to say it, I don't. But anyways, let's get into it. Today, we're going to talk about social media and the fact that most of us are not even ready to get on social media. Better yet, most of us really are not ready for social media, period. Even though we've been using this for many, many years, 10 years, how many years? I don't really feel like we're strong enough to be there. Before we start this episode, are you ready for real talk? And are you feeling okay right now? How do you feel? And if you're not feeling in a, you know, good space, save this episode for a time that you are there. But anyways, let's get into it and why this even came up. So I was browsing on Instagram and I was on the Shade Room and I was like, oh, okay, you know what, let me just go on my usual blog pages. And the first thing that I was reading was random stuff, you know, the typical Fashion Nova ad. And then the next thing I read was them investigating a murder and I was like, what? Okay. And then the next thing I read was, unfortunately, this rapper's girlfriend committed suicide, okay? So, suicide is a pretty big topic, and whenever you see it on television or in a show, they put a disclaimer in the beginning or in the end saying that this talks about serious subjects or if you need any support, contact this place, contact that place. And it was really sad because not only did it detail his caption, it also showed her letter to him before she went. And rest in peace to her and anyone else who has passed from that. But also, my love goes out to everybody who's dealing with depression. I've been there in a dark place, so I understand it's really hard. And we're not going to be talking about depression today. But we're going to be talking about why these kind of topics, especially on social media, we have to be very careful how we discuss them, how we share them, and not careful in the way that we ignore it, but careful in the way that we remind people that this could be potentially a trigger for them. And then beyond this post, the next post I saw was randomly on my timeline, signs of sex trafficking. And I was like, whoa, okay, all right, cool, we're here now. These are the ways that they're going to try and get women and kidnap them and yada, yada, yada. And I was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So suicide, then sex trafficking, don't get kidnapped, and a murder. I was like, yo, I have to be watching the news at this time because the only place I get that kind of level of intense emotions or fear, fearful information, or, you know, I'm always still trying to work on this vocab stuff. But the only place I really get into a place where, man, this is a lot of depressing news, is when I watch the news. And unfortunately, social media, though it's positioned as this happy place of building connections with family, friends, and support systems and people around you, it has changed significantly from that. No longer is it about your timeline, your personal timeline. It's really about marketing, and it's also about algorithms, and it's about fear-mongering in a lot of cases. It really is just an extension of mainstream media. So my views on mainstream media, it's meant to create a culture of fear, divisiveness, and it's not actually about education. It's about directing people into a certain place. Anyways, I really wanted this to be such an exciting, positive show. And I'm going to work on how I'm going to make this a positive by the end and throughout. So let me keep the smile on my face while I'm giving this information, because it feels like it's going to be a heavy topic, but I promise you, I'm going to work my best, work at making this something to be discussed and something to be enjoyed enough to feel like you are ready to go back on social media with a different mindset, a more positive one, or one that's stronger. So my main point of this whole episode is, one, we are not strong enough to be on social media because our emotional intelligence is super low. It is not high enough. And the thing about emotional intelligence, it is really about your ability to manage your emotions, to handle the emotions that come to you. It's about being able to sense what emotionals are going through you. So it's a self-awareness of what's taking place when you feel different types of emotions. It's about understanding. It's about empathy. And apparently conflict resolution. It's about managing the emotions that come to you so that they don't take you by storm and put you into a dark hole, stress you out, and break you down. In reality, most of us don't have the highest emotional intelligence. And that's not at your fault, really. It's because as a society, emotional intelligence is probably one of the last things we really focus on in terms of preparing people for life. We ask people how they feel when they're children, and then once they get to a certain age, we don't really ask how they feel. We just tell them what to do. We kind of focus on directing their lives into the way we think is right for either ourselves or to fit into society. And when it comes to emotions, we don't tell you how to manage them, how to be aware of them. We just tell you not to have them in any space, especially professional spaces. And then when you're at home, if the environment is healthy, then, you know, you might have a parent or a family member who might be able to support you when you show your emotions, to guide you through them, to understand them and release them at the end of the day. But a lot of the times we don't have those support systems because our parents weren't really guided to understand their emotions, feel their emotions. They were largely meant to be ignored when they had emotions, and they were supposed to suppress that so they can be the good children they needed to be. So when it comes to emotional intelligence, I feel like this is an area where we need to bring a lot more education and awareness to, because we need to be able to support people in dealing with their emotions so that they can manage it, not necessarily throw it away, but manage it in the way that if you get upset about something, it doesn't mean that it ends friendships. It means that you know what it is. You can express that emotion, and you and your friends can move past whatever situation created those emotions in the first place. When it comes to social media, a lot of the times we are given so much information in all different directions. And then the algorithm kicks in too. So whatever information we're given, a lot of the times it's something that will induce maybe a stress response. Maybe it will induce anger, sadness, happiness. So, and humor might bring happiness. A sad story will bring sadness. Something that frustrates us all may bring anger. And the thing is, when we feel these intense emotions, like a lot of the times we're not at just peace, right? But we're usually in a state where we're not fully aware that we're feeling one emotion or another. And we get onto social media, and because we're not sure what we're feeling at the time, but it's there, we either get pulled into a hole of just laughing at things to hide what we're feeling, or we get into a space of laughing at things because maybe sometimes we're just like, I want to laugh at things because things are funny. But, or we're oftentimes, we start getting into a place of, we get upset because we're seeing more things to get us upset. And because we spend more time in those places that get us upset, whether it be the post itself or the comment where people are talking about something and you disagree with it, and because you already had that lingering frustration, you get involved in the arguments that are taking place in the comments, and then you just go deeper in this wormhole of like, yo, no, you're not feeling it, blah, blah, blah. And you're all riled up, and you come off that page riled up, ready to get into the next thing. And then you essentially become the catalyst for somebody else's anger to just continue growing. And it's funny, we all just start building and building and building this big ball of frustration and anger. And the comment from one page to the next just continues to grow with anger. And that's really where we were supposed to stop and say, oh, I'm getting upset at this thing. I should maybe check myself and see Wagwan. So after going into a comment and seeing something that frustrated me or a post that frustrated me, if I was to really use my emotional intelligence, I would have been able to say, okay, that's triggering, but it really doesn't need to be. Like, I guess that's just someone's opinion, or that's how they're feeling right now. I mean, it is what it is. It doesn't have to upset me. I'm moving on. But the thing is, if we, with low emotional intelligence, you can't really do that. Like, there's really not a easy way or a good way for you to be able to respond to something that angers you, because your emotional intelligence hasn't prepared you for that type of situation. And it can't if you never had it in the first place, or it's really low. So when I say we're not strong enough to go on social media, it's because, again, like, emotional intelligence is low. But when you see something that is going to trigger you, there's really no way for you to respond positively to that situation. And it could be you going into the comments. It could be you sharing the post to get other people to join in on the frustration, or it could be you stepping away from social media and feeling now this anxiety or a frustration taken away, like, still within you, and you don't really know how to release that from that point. Like, you don't even know how to, let me just write about this so I can release this. And I could speak on this because it's something I've gone through many times, and I think all of us could speak on this, because especially anyone who's taken a social media break, they know exactly what I'm talking about right now. You take these breaks because you're like, it was doing a lot for me, or is over consuming. And you know, in the overconsumption stage, you're taking every bit of emotion, whether it's happy, sad, frustrating, and you're a ball of confusion, confusing emotions. But anyway, the point I'm making, because you got to circle back. The point I'm making is that when we are on social media, so when we're on Instagram, for example, and this is really what just took place with me, when I went on Instagram today and got all of these bits of information, one thing I knew is recently I've had a bit of anxiety. I think I'm trying to take on too much projects, and I'm getting into that space where I try to overdo it, and it's not good for me because I don't want to be stressed out about a bunch of things, and I can only do so much. I also have a child to take care of, and I have myself to take care of, my family to take care of, right? So I knew I was already feeling bits of anxiety, and it wasn't so easy to put my daughter to sleep today, but it wasn't frustrating. It was just like, oh, I really want to get to some other stuff earlier. So, you know, that little bit of like, oh, I'm behind, or that feeling of being behind and a little bit of anxiety being able to creep in. And, you know, I wasn't able to give that over to God yet. I was just like, let me get to my work. So then I go on social media to see all of that stuff. And really, it just was like, oop, hey, trigger, 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 trigger. And it was just like, yeah, there's all the stuff you need, Mel. There it is. And because I'm staying on these posts, reading every detail and really going into it, then the algorithm's like, ah, you're the one. You're the one I was looking for. Let's find some more posts like this for you to stay on, because the goal is for me to stay there for a long time, to stay on social media as long as I can. The goal is to be able to direct my actions and my attention to something that will put me in a space where I am easily programmable. And easily programmable in the sense that either I'm going to buy into something else, or I'm going to believe somebody else's word, my voting, if it's the close near elections, my vote may go in a certain direction. Like, there's so many reasons why I may be directed towards one thing or another. I don't live in fear generally. Keep in mind, after having a child, that changes a lot, but I don't live in fear. And I don't live in worry that things aren't working out. But because I've had these bits of anxiety recently, I'm kind of living with the worry that things may not work out, which is why I say I have to give this off to God. Because when my relationship with God is strong, when I'm in full trust with God, anxiety really doesn't have a place, because God doesn't have anxiety. But also, like, when you're with God, there's no space for worry, because worry is not an emotion of God. Worry is not a feeling that God would enable. Worry is something that I'm experiencing because I'm allowing a gap and a space between me and God to occur. And in that space of separation, I'm not close enough to God to allow the energy of God to release me of the emotions that really don't serve me or have no purpose or are illusions in that sense, you know? So, I'm sorry, that was a bit of a tangent on my relationship with God, but it's something I continue to work on because it's important. So yeah, when I realized I was getting into the space of like, oh man, my feelings are kind of like, I feel kind of sad, or this is really rough information to take in. Like, oh my gosh, I got to worry about where I'm driving. I got to be worried about, you know, a kidnapping, like stuff like that. And it's like, these things don't cross my mind on a regular basis, because that's not what I want to attract in my life. That's not, you know, a situation I want to attract in my life. Yes, you know, it exists, but it's not something I focus on, because that's not where my focus needs to be. It needs to be on the highest and the best of. So now seeing these things, and then seeing the suicide story, unfortunately, and people's emotions in the comments, you know, we're all really empathetic to the situation, but we're forgetting that a lot of us can't handle the depth of those messages from that situation. A lot of us can't handle the realness, the rawness of that situation. There wasn't even a trigger warning for that situation. So it just came. And for whoever is feeling depressed, forever who's feeling any of these emotions, may look at that as a positive thing, to be like, oh, you know, it's hard for everyone, so I feel better. And that's fine, because even with a trigger warning, at least you have the option to read on or say, you know what, this isn't for me right now. So you have some people who are given permission to act on these feelings of depression. And then you have others who may gain the insight that they don't want to. And that's perfectly fine. But with the trigger warning piece, at least we're allowed to say, this is not what I need right now. Maybe another time. And I feel like with your emotional intelligence being higher, you would be able to say that in that very moment versus receiving and then not really being able to control what the next action or the next thought may actually be. So I feel like we need to really get to work on our emotional intelligence. And I feel like we need to be real about what social media has become. Yeah, we need to really start checking ourselves before we even go on social media. I think that's really where we could start. Check where we're at before we go on social media. How am I feeling? I think a check-in for ourselves is a big step in really being able to recreate social media or create our experiences on social media. Blah, 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 blah. Let me say this again. I think it's important for us to check in when we go on social media. And I say this because I think that is the first step to generating a better place on social media, to taking back control of what it's become and turning it into the positive space it really was intended to be, a positive space of getting to know people or meeting new people, learning about things, learning about others. And by doing that, instead of allowing the algorithm to dictate where these emotions take you, we can actually start, you know, doing something on social media that actually supports our well-being versus taking us away from our well-being. So yeah, low emotional intelligence on social media and vulnerability, that is not a good combination. That's straight up danger. And a lot of us are vulnerable because at the end of the day, we really did just come out of a pandemic. We were in lockdown for 2 years. It was like a freezing of our life. It was a freezing of our connections. And for a lot of people, it was the end of life for family members. And it was a hard time. So we're all coming out of it vulnerable to some degree. As much as we want to jump back into living life to the fullest, there's so much vulnerability that has happened. Great connections as well that have happened. But there's a lot of vulnerability. And if we're not recognizing that vulnerability is still present in us, and now that we're going back into fall, where we're worried about lockdowns and we're worried about what's next and inflation's crazy and all that sort of stuff, I mean, this could be a recipe for disaster, guys. Like, I hate to say it, but it's possible. But in the spirit of anything is possible, my advice to everybody that you never asked for, but I'm going to tell you anyways, is check in when you're with yourself before you go on social media. Let's raise our emotional intelligence. Allow ourselves to be vulnerable, because that's an important thing to do. But raise the emotional intelligence so that even in our vulnerability, we're able to really understand what we're going through, we're able to recognize our emotions, and we're able to manage them, release them, and utilize them in the healthiest way possible. And then we go on social media and do the thing that we want to do, whether it's surfing blogs or just reading comments and getting in the comments, but really do the check-in. As much as I know we need to check in on our peoples, on our friends, we need to check in on ourselves, because we need to raise that emotional intelligence. We need to raise our awareness of ourselves, and we need to raise our awareness of our emotions. Like, they tell you so much. They're so useful. So useful. But yeah, social media is meant to be a persuasive space. It uses pictures, videos, stories, all of these great mediums to tap into you, to literally tap into you, your mindset and your emotions, and tell a story. So it's important we check in. And it's important that we do our due diligence for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, and we check in before we really get involved in the place that is really going to pull you in and reel you in to whichever world it feels it needs to pull you in at that time. So let's not play like we're not on media. We're not in the media world. We are, and it's even more powerful, more manipulative, and more persuasive than it's ever been, because it's really, really, it's social media, y'all. It's AI. Like, it can be used for so much better things, but this is what we're using it for. I mean, we gotta take that control, yo. But anyways, that was my talk to you this week on a real subject, yo. Emotional intelligence. And the fact that a lot of us are not strong. Not strong enough for social media, at least. So, check in with yourselves. I'll be checking in with you where I can, because it's important. And I hope I'll see you guys next week. Hopefully this wasn't a draining episode, even though sometimes some episodes, it wouldn't have been an authentic episode if I didn't allow all of this feeling and all of these realities of what just took place for me to flow out and flow into you. It's a real talk that needs to take place, but I don't want you to leave this episode feeling like, man, Mel, you're so draining today. Because I really wasn't trying to be draining. I just had to give you the real talk about what's really taking place on social media and the fact that a lot of us are not strong enough to be on social media. So always, 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 I love y'all and I have your best interest in mind. I promise you.